The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
I'm proud to announce tonight not a single senator voted against this $2 trillion rescue bill.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
We may well be in a recession, but I would point to the difference between this and a normal recession.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
We want to get back, and the people want to get back. We want to get our country going again.
On AM 870. The Answer.
We have a very strange predicament. We have a mimicking flu that's like 24 to 48 hours and people recover. All have proven not to be COVID-19.
This program explores the issues and people making news regionally and nationally.
The unemployment benefits are expanded, and so the average worker who lost a job will receive 100% of their salary.
The economy has had a shock, and this bill that we're talking about is to shock it back into existence.
Welcome to Sunday Morning Newsmakers. We have a busy show for you today. We start, though, with our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. Andy Bales joining us from Union Rescue Mission. Andy, when you joined us last week, you thought you might have a case of coronavirus there at Union Rescue Mission. What is the status on that?
All have proven not to be COVID-19. We have a very strange predicament. We have a mimicking flu that's like 24 to 48 hours and then people recover. It's very strange to have two different types of common flus running rampant at the same time. We're looking out for coronavirus. So what we're doing is immediately placing people in quarantine. The Los Angeles County Department of Health Services helping us sort it out. Quarantine area in our gym, quarantine area in our fifth floor. We think help is coming with a triage tent coming from the LA County and, perhaps even reversing things and using our sprung structure with 11 restrooms and showers as a quarantine area and having people come in the back when we do begin to experience coronavirus. But it's really kind of a miracle because there have been cases in the county. I have yet to hear of one who is devastated by homelessness and the coronavirus. So we're just doing our best and praying for a miracle here.
Andy, last week when we spoke to you afterwards, L.A. Mayor Garcetti came out with his plan to identify the 4,000 most at-risk homeless people and put them at rec centers. What is your reaction to that plan?
I'm extremely thankful. I applauded that move. I applauded the governor's move to take over hotels. I just asked that it be done urgently, swiftly, and wish we had done it before a pandemic came. But over 10 years ago, Chief Bill Bratton was asked what it would take to get everyone off the streets to change Skid Row, and he said it would be a pandemic. And I'm just sorry it had to be a pandemic that finally got us to act like we should have been acting. And my other comment is that, you know, once we get everybody off the streets, let's keep everybody off the streets. Why in the world would we get everybody off the streets and then return to business as usual and put people back on the streets? It's really a time to step up and keep people off the streets for the safety of all of us, not just the unhoused, but the housed as well.
Andy, we see that the governor activated 500 National Guard to assist with food distribution. The normal distribution is probably not coming through. Explain what's going on as far as food donations and distribution to places like yours.
Right. So, you know what we did? I was sitting watching the throngs come in because we're their only mission still serving hot food on Skid Row. And I called a friend who has a pizza place and found out that they were laying people off, virtually going out of business. And I said, could you provide us with pizza? So we're going to end up with pizza four times a week. They're going to hire back some people, keep their business open, perhaps keep their family doing well, and started doing that with other restaurants as well. We have In-N-Out Burger coming in twice this next week with serving food. Famous, fabulous restaurant, and I'm pending to hear back from them if they're going to provide a couple meals. So So we're going to keep feeding hot meals. We're going to solidify our food source and just keep stepping up.
Andy Bales with us from Union Rescue Mission. So what are the some of the big challenges right now? I know you had mentioned last week that there's an annual fundraiser that you usually do that kind of sets out the budget and gets you over $1 million. That has to be postponed because you can't really have a gala fundraiser right now, can you?
No, we can't. We had to postpone perhaps a June virtual event, but figured out today we're probably in jeopardy of $250,000, losing $250,000 or more from that event. And then we had a walk coming up in May that's got to become a virtual walk. And so I think we're having a chance of losing $500,000 from that. Our giving has actually stepped up. I want to thank everybody because our giving has stepped up during this time. And we're making it so far. And one of the reasons is other missions aren't taking in anybody new. They're not taking anybody sick. Because of our connection with the LA County Department of Health Services, we're continuing to sort it out and send people who are sick who come in into the quarantine. And we remain virtually the only mission welcoming the sick, feeding hot meals. And our donors and contributors are responding to that. We can only keep responding if we have that strong partnership going. We will not get through this. We will not keep our food supply going if our donors don't partner and walk with us during this time.
Andy, how are you doing personally? I know you've had some health issues over the years that potentially could leave you more compromised. What's the status on your condition?
So I've been directed to be very careful, and I've been wearing a mask. And I'm doing everything I can to stay healthy. I've never felt stronger. I worked 80 hours last week and often forgot to eat lunch because when tough times hit like this, I get some extra adrenaline and some extra energy and just keep going. I remember that and during the recession, and God's blessed me so far with extra energy to keep going.
You know, this is really, truly a testament to those who are stepping up. You know, you sometimes feel powerless. We're fighting something we can't see. We're supposed to stay 6 feet away from everybody. Many people aren't going to work or they're working from home. What are some words of inspiration? What do you draw from to talk to the people out there and tell them where we are and what hope they may have?
So I shared these words with the other missions around the country, many of them closing thrift stores, not taking in new guests, and pretty dire report. And I just said, you know, perhaps like Esther, God has called us to a time as this. Perhaps we were made by God for a time as this. It's time to step up, not shrink back. And I've been sharing that. I've been doing a daily email or YouTube video to my team, to our team. Our team's been fabulous. There are those who are very concerned, and there are those who are stepping up like never before, and somehow we'll do this. Even our guests are stepping up and assisting us, volunteering. And there are volunteer groups still coming. We've just asked if you're not sick and you haven't been anywhere severely impacted by this virus, come and volunteer, wear a mask, wear a hairnet in our kitchen, help throughout the mission. But together we will get through this. If we don't come together, it's going to be a very challenging time.
So there's actually room for volunteers who'd like to step forward and help out at the Union Rescue Mission right now.
Absolutely. We won't get through this without them.
How can they outreach to you or to the mission if they have some ideas on how they can help?
So just go to urm.org and you can make a gift, or you can connect on the volunteer page. You can also send me an email, which I'll share with teammates at abales@urm.org. That's really the best venue that I can quickly share and get somebody to call and invite somebody to come in and help.
Leave us with a story. Kind of set this up. Describe what you've seen in the past week.
Well, I'll just tell you a story. We had a gentleman die of a heart disease yesterday. Immediate, everybody, you know, panic goes to the coronavirus. But we quickly told the truth. This gentleman had a heart issue. We learned that before he passed away, he was quoting Psalm 23 over and over, louder and louder. And his faith was strong, but he knew what was coming. He went to bed and passed away in his sleep. And just, you know, sent chills up my spine to hear of his faith facing death. And then of course we quickly have to get out the truth and keep everybody from panic. And that's just a day in the life of Union Rescue Mission. We care for the sickest of the sickest, and that's part of reality.
So what will life be like this week at the mission?
Life will be very hectic. We have Dateline Australia coming in, and they're going to be following us a few days as we deal with each emergency that comes up. And it's going to be probably another very hectic, very busy 80-hour week.
And your message to everyone listening who've been following the story of the homeless in Los Angeles and now adding to that fears of coronavirus and dealing with all that, some might say it's too much.
Yeah, but there's hope coming. The federal government's moving in. The National Guard's moving in to help, as you shared. FEMA has reached out to me, called me Friday that more help is coming. HUD called me. There's hope on the way, and it looks like we're mitigating deaths. I mean, and reports of cases. The cases have doubled every 4 days in other countries, and that doesn't appear to be happening in L.A., and I think if we follow instructions, social isolation, social distancing, quarantine at home if you can, work from home if you can, we will get through this and we will make it. The economy is another matter, but help is coming in that way too. And I just encourage everybody, don't let panic rule you. We are not going to be anywhere near 50% of our population getting the coronavirus. China was nowhere near that. South Korea was nowhere near that. Japan was like less than 1%. We are not going to have the as severe consequences if we listen and we keep the social distance.
Yeah, I see people at the stores lined up where they're 6 feet apart. I don't see them making the mad dash to grab everything anymore. I think people are kind of getting this. I really do.
Yeah, we're getting it, and we're gonna overcome and just stay calm and pull together as a family, and we'll get through this.
All right, what's the website?
URM.org, UnionRescueMission.org. If you want to spell out those letters, it's just URM.org, and make a gift of any amount. No amount is too large or too small. We need everybody. We need gifts from the many. We will get large gifts from the few, but we really need the many to help us get through this.
Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission, working through the coronavirus and setting up the mission to be able to actually handle people walking in who may have symptoms. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. God bless you.
Be safe.
Bye. Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.